Queensland campaigners push for pokies cashless cards. Campaigners are urging Queensland to introduce mandatory cashless gaming cards at pubs and clubs following reports that residents lost $3.5 billion to pokies over the past year. This equates to more than $9.5 million lost every day, according to newly released data. The losses come from approximately 41,000 gaming machines spread across the state, excluding those in land-based casinos. Pokies' losses have surged 46% since the pandemic, with the hardest-hit areas being those with the lowest median household incomes. In Logan, each machine accounts for an annual loss of $128,954, while in Lockyer Valley, the figure is $111,556 per machine. In Ipswich, the loss per machine stands at $101,876 per year. Martin Thomas, CEO of the Alliance for Gambling Reform, described the figures as devastating. Quote, "It makes us sick to the stomach when we think of the miser that loss and that massive figure underlines in terms of the impact on families. What that data tells us is the gambling industry is predatory and it targets low-income households in many cases, people that can least afford to lose this money." Martin Thomas, CEO of Alliance for Gambling Reform. Support for cashless gaming cards. Supporters believe mandatory electronic gaming cards could help limit gambling losses from pokies by allowing players to set spending limits in advance. Thomas argues that the use of cards is very simple and just requires people to identify themselves before playing. Similar reforms are already being rolled out in Victoria, where the maximum cash load for pokies machines is being reduced from $1,000 to $100. Under this system, players who reach their preset limit, such as $100 per week, are locked out from further play until the next week. New South Wales is also considering implementing cashless cards after a recent trial. Opposition to reforms. However, industry leaders argue that individuals should have the freedom to decide how they spend their money. For instance, Bernie Hogan, chief executive of the Queensland Hotels Association, who opposes the proposed changes, believes that it is up to individuals how they choose to spend their money and compared the proposals to putting restrictions on people's choices regarding food and cars. Queensland's Attorney General has said that findings from other states will be reviewed before any decisions on potential changes are made.